Welcome back to Social Anxiety Q&A, where I grab a common question about social anxiety or a question sent to me by you, and I'll give you my personal take on it. Easy peasy lemon squeezy. This week's question is quite a common one that I see in my DMs. Does social anxiety go away on its own? This is such a good question, and I'm going to let you decide what the answer is. Just kidding. But first, let's see what the all-knowing ChatGPT genie has to say about it. I am not a mental health professional, but I can provide you with some general information on social anxiety. Social anxiety is a complex condition, and its course can vary significantly from person to person. For some, social anxiety may decrease over time as they gain more social experiences and build confidence in their abilities. Others may find that their social anxiety persists or even worsens over time if not addressed. Phew, that was boring. Let's spice that up by asking it to give us an answer as if it were Robin Williams. Oh, my dear friends, gather round and let me tell you a little tale about this curious creature called social anxiety. You see, it's a bit like a shapeshifter, changing its form and intensity from one person to another. Now, some folks might find that as a journey through life, skipping and dancing their way through social encounters, this mischievous beast starts to fade away. Not everyone is so fortunate. And for others, social anxiety is like an uninvited dinner guest who just won't take a hint. Now we're having fun, right? Now, obviously, from ChatGPT's both answers, we can see that the answer depends on the person, the situation, the gravity of the anxiety. Gravity of the anxiety. Here's how I see it, and I'll let you decide for yourself. And you can let me know what you think. Now, I am terrified of flying. I keep hoping that every time I step foot on the plane, I'll feel more comfortable. How many times have I fallen into that trap? But instead, I catastrophize the worst possible scenarios. In fact, I'm scared of going on vacations simply because I don't want my tombstone to say, died going to Florida. Now, yes, some of you might say, well, that's completely irrational given the statistics at hand. But as I've mentioned in a previous video, you can't reason with emotions. I have tried that. Now, let's tie this to social anxiety because, see, no matter how often I fly, the feeling remains the same. No matter how often I book a vacation trip, I end up muttering to myself, I just want to make it there. I just want to make it there. And when I land and am there, I tell myself, I just want to make it back. I just want to make it back. You see where this is going, right? The entire trip is marred with anxiety, stress, and fear. And since I'm still here talking to you, each time I've traveled somewhere, I've made it back. So if the track record is good, why is my fear not going away? It's kind of the same with social anxiety. You tell yourself, I'm going to go to that event. I'm going to go to that party. But in the back of your mind, you're probably looking forward to it being over and done with so you can be back home safe. You pat yourself on the back that you expose yourself. But did you really? Because once you're there at the event, just like when I'm on the plane, you're in your head. You're making things out to be what they're not. Was that a noise? Is that the engine failing? Is the same as, did I just say something stupid? Oh my God, they're going to think I'm such a dork. Now, in order for social anxiety to go away while also improving your confidence, you need to engage in this cycle over and over. One, expose yourself. Seek out new opportunities. Two, observe and analyze yourself while you're at the event. Notice how you feel and the thoughts that you're having. Three, debrief, right? So be objective with what happened. What are some of the lessons learned from that particular situation? And four, application. Go back and tweak your behavior and thoughts based on the lessons learned. So you need to circle through this loop continuously if you want to have a chance against social anxiety. Hoping is not a strategy. Putting the effort is.
Remember to accept the effort.
Now, if you are actually ready to put in the work and outline your steps, you can grab my free social anxiety action plan and start working on your social anxiety today. Or, as our friend Robin Williams would say, folks, 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 do I have something for you? Let's put our noses to the grindstone and embark on a thrilling adventure to conquer that pesky social anxiety once and for all. Introducing my fantabulous, amazing, and wait for it, absolutely free social anxiety plan. That's right, my dears, a treasure trove of wisdom and guidance just waiting for you to dive in and begin your transformation. Unleash your inner
social butterfly, and together we will soar to new heights.
Grab your social anxiety plan today and let the metamorphosis begin. Carpe diem, my friends. Carpe diem. I would love to hear what you think. If you think that social anxiety can go away on its own, I would love to know your perspective on that. And if that has happened to you, I will leave you with that.